Well, praise the Lord. It's good to see y'all here this evening, and our visitors, welcome, and those of you online, welcome. If you would, stand if you can. We're going to start out by singing Friend of God.
God,
forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you. Forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and you rose again. Thank you, Jesus. Amazing love. My King would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. All I do, I honor you.
From Calvary's mouth.
Message we bring, glorious carol we sing, wonderful word of the King. Let me start over on that. I was off key. I apologize. That's all right. Marvelous message we bring, glorious carol we sing, wonderful word of the King. Jesus is coming again, coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon, coming again, coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again. Forest and flower exclaim, mountain and meadow the same, all earth and heaven proclaim, Jesus is coming again, Coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon. Coming again, coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again. Standing before him at last. Trial and trouble all past. Crowns at his feet we will cast. Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon. Coming again, coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Anybody got a pick of him? Or a tune in your heart? Or a song God's got you humming lately? 505? All righty. He touched me on 505. Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Brother Jeremiah. Very good. Very good. All right. Well, amen. Amen. Well, it's good to have visitors tonight, sir. Good to have you with us back there. Amen. Thank you for being here tonight. Frank's with us again. Frank, good to have you visiting with us back. No, we're not tired of you. No, you come anytime, brother. Come anytime. Yeah, right. Amen. Right. Well, Sunday night, you know, we do our prayer time and our praises and stuff like that before we get into our Bible study. So what do we have? Praises. Anybody? Yes, ma'am. Oh, we got to have Mike. Mike guy. Nobody online can hear, man.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Now the folks online can hear. Okay. Online folks, good to have you tonight. All right, here we go.
5 years ago, my little 2-year-old granddaughter came down that
plastic anemia.
Yeah.
And we didn't think she was going to make it.
That's right.
Well, she is now going on 7 years old. She's wonderful.
Right.
And I got to go Saturday night to our belated Christmas party.
Okay.
And I walked in their house, and it was like those children had not. They was come running to me, hollering, "Great grandma, great grandma, great grandma!" And it was a blessing.
This little Addison.
This is little Addison.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great praise. Yeah.
And I got to see two others too. I can't forget them. There was two others there.
Yeah, it was touch and go. What, for about 18 months, 2 years?
Yes.
Yeah, she's down there at Texas Children's.
She's doing
forever.
Great. Yeah. Yes, she's doing wonderful.
So she's seven now.
She'll be seven in November.
Seven in November. That's a great praise. It's a great praise. All right, other praises.
Well, I say praise the Lord for the word this morning.
Amen.
Be able to be preached.
Right.
Be able to listen to it.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
There you go. What else? What else?
I have a praise that my son got his own car today.
All right.
And maybe now I don't have to let him use my convertible anymore. So that's a blessing, and really a good blessing.
All right.
And also, along that line, I still need prayer for my kids.
Okay. Car today. Prayer for Bobby's kids.
I just want to praise the Lord that I passed my wordless book test this Saturday, and I was really nervous about it.
Right.
But I got it. I may not have aced it, but I got a good grade.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go, brother. Amen. Yeah, did everybody pass that went?
No.
Oh, man.
Did
all of our church members that went pass?
The two that was there, yes.
Okay, amen. All right. Amen. All right, anybody else? Praises, testimonies, encouraging words, scripture they want to share, anything?
Now you got a scripture.
Huh? Well, Bobby thinks he's got a scripture. You think you got one, Bobby?
I have.
All right. All right.
Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
Amen. Address?
That is Proverbs 3:7.
All right, brother. Proverbs 3:7. We'll take it. Run with it. All right. Prayer request now. Anything online, Jeremiah? Nothing? Okay.
Sharon says amen.
Amen. All right.
Pastor, prayer request is Ronnie Holman. We need to always continue to pray for him. And Nancy also, trying to take care of him.
Ronnie, Nancy, Holman. All right, what else tonight? Anybody else? Yep. Christians in Ukraine and that whole situation. All right, thank you for that. Amen. What else? What else?
Yeah, we want to pray for Miss Barbara McNew,
okay.
Sakara, and all the Miss Linda Hudson, all the ones that can't, you know, get to church, they're shut in, but they watch us online, so
amen.
I hope they'll watch it tonight. Amen. We pray for y'all. We lift y'all up. Huh? Peggy Marshall.
How's Peggy doing? Okay.
She wasn't doing good? Oh.
Yeah,
Peggy Murray. Murray, not Marshall. Yeah, Peggy wasn't here today. I hope she's doing okay.
Yep, yep. All right. What else? Anything else? Unspoken.
Unspoken.
All right.
I'm going to lift up my mom. She had another slight fall.
Okay.
She got wounded just a little bit on back of her head.
Uh-oh.
She did hit her head, though. She got a little blood, not much, though.
This is Jeanette?
Yes, yeah. She was trying to make her a taco.
Uh-oh.
And she just don't use her walker right. She's, yeah. She's got to get that down right. Yeah. And
all right, what else?
I pray for our nation, our president.
Amen.
Make the right decisions and stuff like that. We definitely need to lift that up.
Right. I had no idea, you know, that was a prayer request we were sharing today from Awana's. I had no idea that was all going on with Awana's, man. That was eye-opening.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Those, you know, when people try to take other people's property and go in, you know, like President Russia and Putin, I mean, it affects everything. So continue to pray for that. Yep. World leaders.
That's it.
All right, is that it? All right. Still nothing online, brother? Okay, man. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. We'll lift these things up, and we'll get to the Word tonight. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, Lord, and we praise you and thank you for this opportunity to gather in your name. Lord, we thank you for your church tonight, and Lord, we pray that we'd continue to go forward for you and be found faithful, Lord, and stick to your word, Lord, and stick to the gospel as we go forth in these days that we find ourselves in. Lord, we do lift these praises up to you. We praise you for your continued healing of Addison, Lord, and we just praise you and thank you for that remission and her sickness and that disease she was experiencing. We thank you, Lord, that she's going to be 7 this coming November, and we just praise you for life. Praise you for the joy that Miss Vicky got to experience with her great-granddaughter. Lord, we do thank you for your word, and Lord, we're thankful for the verse out of Proverbs that was shared this evening, Lord, and we know that your word will not return void, but will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. So we praise you for it tonight. Lord, we lift up Bobby's kids to you, but we also praise you that his son got his own wheels, his own transportation. And Lord, we just pray that you continue to be with Bobby's kids. You know that unspoken request, and we're just praying for that situation for them. Lord, as we come to you tonight now, praising you for our salvation, thanking you for your grace and your mercy that you bestow upon us, Lord, we lift up Ronnie and Nancy Holman to you. We pray for Ronnie's cancer, and we pray for Nancy as she cares for him and gets him around to the different appointments and all of that stuff. We pray your healing hand upon him, Lord, and pray that you would just keep Nancy encouraged in her heart and in her spirit. And then, Lord, we are continuing to pray for this situation in Ukraine. We lift up the Christians there. As we prayed this morning, we pray for all of the people of Ukraine. Lord, thank you for their testimony of courage and their testimony of bravery, Lord, standing in the gap for their homeland. Lord, standing against evil and aggression. And Lord, we just pray that you might undergird them, you might protect them, you might deliver them from their time of trouble, Lord. See them through. And we pray that this situation would come to a conclusion sooner than later. We lift up our shut-ins to you tonight, Lord. We pray for Miss Barbara, and we lift up Linda, and we pray for Miss Sakura, Lord, and we pray that you might just encourage these ladies. Thank you that they're with us online and that they're able to connect with us over the internet and all of that stuff through the YouTube page. We praise you and thank you for that, Lord, but we just pray that you encourage them, help them, Lord, and Father God, let them know that we just love them. And then Peggy, Miss Peggy, we pray for her. We pray for her health. Lord, we pray that you might allow her to be back here with us next Sunday as she continues to come. Help her, Lord, as she goes through the loss of her husband. And Lord, we just pray you help her go through that. We know we never get over those things, but we have to go through them. And so, Lord, we pray that you help Miss Peggy go through that. We lift up James's mom to you tonight, Jeanette. We pray for your healing hand upon her. Lord, help her use that walker and help her take those precautions. But, Lord, we pray you might touch her body, bring healing to her. We lift up my mother to you tonight in the loss of her husband, my dad. We just pray you might continue to comfort her, Lord, and, again, help her go through those stages of grief, Lord, and work her way through it. And I pray that you just keep her encouraged, Lord, and that she would turn to you in her times of need and her times of sadness. She would find herself in prayer. She would find herself in your word. And then, Father God, we lift up our president to you.
We lift up the Senate and the House, Lord. We pray for our government. Lord, we pray that they would do the right thing on the world stage here that we find ourselves in and that we find ourselves on. Lord, we are thankful that these democratic countries are coming together and attempting to stand as one in the face of Russian aggression. And Lord, we pray that a united front would run Putin back on his side of the fence, Lord. We just pray that you would undergird those world leaders and help them, Lord. And Father God, as those, again, Ukrainian people stand in the gap, may it continue to bolster the rest of the world that freedom is worth it's worth fighting for. And it's worth dying for even, Lord. So, Father God, we thank you that you've given us the country we have, that we are free to worship as we see fit. And so, Father God, we rejoice in that tonight. Be with us, Lord, as we get into your word. Pray that you open our hearts and minds to it as we go through it. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. Amen. All right. Take your Bibles and turn. We are continuing on in the series of messages, or Bible studies, really, on Sunday and Wednesday night. Revelation chapter 19. I invite you to stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God. We find ourselves in the next chapter, Revelation 19, beginning in verse 1. And, boy, we spent some time. I think we spent four or five Bible studies in chapter 18. Four or five Bibles, maybe six Bibles. I don't know, four or five. I'd have to go back and look. They kind of run together, and I lose track of time and all that stuff. So Revelation 19, verses 1 through 6. If you found it this evening, say amen. All right, we're just introducing this chapter tonight. We're not going to try to get too far into it. Not going to try to overload ourselves. Always, as we go through Revelation, we kind of take two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back. We don't want to lose anybody. We don't want to get too confused. There's a lot in here, a lot going on. But the Word of God reads this in Revelation 19, beginning in verse 1. It says, "After these things, I heard something like a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, 'Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, because His judgments are true and righteous. For He has judged the great harlot who was corrupting the earth with her immorality, and He has avenged the blood of His bondservants on her.' And a second time they said, 'Hallelujah! Her smoke rises up forever and ever.' And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who sits on the throne, saying, 'Amen, hallelujah.' And a voice came from the throne saying, 'Give praise to our God, all you His bondservants, you who fear Him, the small and the great.' Then I heard something like the voice of a great multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder saying, 'Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns.'" Amen. Thank you all for standing in honor of the reading of the inerrant Word of God, and may He add His tremendous blessing to it. Now, as we think about these first six verses and this fourfold hallelujah we have here at the very beginning of Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 through 6, as we think about these verses, have you ever stopped and thought about how much gratitude we should be giving God, we should be giving Jesus, we should be giving out in the power of the person of the Holy Spirit, right? We're saved, the Holy Spirit's in us. How much we should be giving back God in praise and thanks, right? I mean, every day, every single day. I mean, if you get the, you know, if you find yourself tomorrow morning on this side of the grass, amen, that's a good opportunity to thank Him for your life. That's a good opportunity to thank Him for your salvation. I mean, you know, if you're heaven bound, you know, you're saved, blood bought, you know, all that stuff. You know, you got Jesus in you and you're in Christ. I mean, man, thank Him every day for that salvation. And it's something you're going to be doing in heaven, is giving gratitude, is giving worship and praise. The Bible lists many reasons for giving thanks to God. We're going to just, you know, as we introduce the fourfold hallelujah, we want to make sure that we're on the same page with it. But the Bible lists many reasons for giving thanks to God. Number one, He is to be praised first of all for all the perfections of His glorious being, right? His glorious being. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 says, through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. That give thanks to his name. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 50 says, therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the nations, and I will sing praises to your name. Now, let's look together as we kind of Bible study through. Go to Psalms, amen? The book of Psalms. And we will start out, honestly, we could spend the rest of the night in Psalms, but we'd not do that. But we're going to look at a few examples. Psalms chapter 7. Psalm 7, verse 17. Psalm 7, 17. You got it? It says, I will give thanks to the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Amen? Flip on over a few chapters, or many chapters, I guess, to Psalm chapter 44. Psalm chapter 44. The Word of God reads in Psalm 44:8, in God we have boasted all day long, and we will give thanks to your name forever. And I'm telling you, you're gonna end up doing that. You're going to be thanking his name, praising him forever and ever. Amen. Now we're going to make a pretty big jump. We're going to go all the way to Psalm 122. Psalm 122. We'll get another drink of water. 122. Verse 4. Says, to which the tribes go up, even the tribes of the Lord, an ordinance for Israel to give thanks to the name of the Lord. And then we're going to 140, Psalm 140. And we're looking at verse 13. 140, 13, are you there? All right. Psalm 140, verse 13. It says, surely the righteous will give thanks to your name. The upright will dwell in your presence. So he's to be praised, first of all, for the perfections of his glorious being, right? You're going to thank him. Number two, one of the perfections that God is to be praised for is his holiness. He's a holy, righteous God. Amen? Amen. Psalm 30, verse 4 says, sing praise to the Lord, you, his godly ones, and give thanks to his holy name. There's Psalms again. God is also to be praised for his mercy. In concluding a psalm in which God's loving kindness, in the Hebrew, that's hesed, meaning his mercy. In concluding a psalm in which God's loving kindness is praised in every verse, Psalm 136, 26 commands, it says, give thanks to the God of heaven for his loving kindness. His chesed is everlasting. Well, we are to praise him for his mercy, and we're to praise him for his holiness. And again, we are also to praise God for his goodness. Pretty good, amen? God's pretty good? Pretty good to you? And pretty good to me, amen? Better not deserve, amen? Psalm 106, verse 4 says, remember me, O Lord, in your favor toward your people. Visit me with your salvation. He's good to us. We also to praise him. God is to be praised not only for his attributes, but also for his mighty works. Isaiah 25, 1 says, O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will give thanks to your name, for you have worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness, Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1. When we think about his mighty works, Think about what God has done, His goodness, all this talking about His mercy. What do you think are the main things, the main items, if you will, that we are to praise God for when we consider His mighty works? Two of them specifically I'm thinking about. Anybody? We covered that. Yeah. Any? Huh? Salvation's one. Okay, Jeremiah gets a gold star. Way to be, guy back there. But he's looking it up on Google as I'm saying it. So he got one. All right, what's the other one? Salvation and joy? No, not quite. Oh, look at him, man. He scores a two for back there. Way to go. That's right. Creation and salvation. His mighty works. Creation, salvation. We think about creation. Creation, Psalm 139. Psalm 139, verse 14. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Amen? Psalm 139, 14. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11 says, worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and because of your will they existed and were created. So when we think about it as mighty works, the first one is creation. The second one is salvation. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation. Amen? And so, thankful of creation and salvation, right? Thankful of creation and salvation, what is the greatest gift that intersects these two things equally? The greatest gift that intersects these two things equally is the gift of Jesus the Son, right? He's the one that created it all, and He's the one that saves us. Amen? So those two mighty works, He is the intersection. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, it says, for by Him, it's talking about Christ here, for by Him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. Amen? But of all the things God is to be praised for, perhaps the least expected is for His destruction of the wicked. That's what we just covered. His destruction of the wicked. Chapter 17 and 18. And then here in Revelation, see, that's how we're going to try to introduce it, man. Kind of get the flavor for it, right? And then here in Revelation 19, 1 and 2, man, and then all the way through verse 6, it's His fourfold hallelujah, right? This hallelujah starts off thanking God, thanking Jesus, right? Because He just dropped the hammer on the wicked, right? On Babylon, right? So, there you go, right? All of the things that God is to be praised for, perhaps the least expected, is for His destruction of the wicked. Yet that as well is an important theme in Scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 32, 43 says, rejoice, O nations, with His people, for He will avenge the blood of His servants and will render vengeance on His adversaries and will atone for His land and His people. I don't know if Mr. Putin knows this, but the president of Ukraine is Jewish. Hello? Yeah. About 3 million Jews living in Ukraine. You pick the fight with the wrong. You pick the fight with the wrong Texas-sized country. It's the size of Texas. 29 million people here in the state of Texas. You think our highways are crowded? You think we got some big cities? They got 43 million people in Ukraine. And 3 million of them are Jews, and their president is Jewish. You stirred up the wrong hornet's nest. You threw at the wrong yellow jacket nest. I mean, you've really, yeah. That's what's, and so, you know, we praying for the Christians there, and we praying for the Ukrainians, and we're praying for all that. And when Putin finally gets deposed, when his government and the common folk of his country finally say enough is enough, and they get that guy, I tell you what, I'm going to thank the Lord for that. I'm going to thank the Lord for that. Evil has finally what? Been taken care of, right? Thank the Lord for that. Psalm 48:11 says, "Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments." Psalm 96:11 through 13 says, "Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all it contains. Let the field exult and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness." As lost humanity, here in the book of Revelation, lost humanity's day, as lost humanity's day draws to a close, and the true king prepares to return to the earth, heaven will rejoice. As we read, four heavenly hallelujahs ring out, chapters 19, verses 1 through 6, over the final destruction of the evil world system and the glorious victory of the returning Messiah. Amen? So, as we introduce verses 19, 1 through 6, and try to kind of bring it all together tonight, what we see here, first of all, is a shift in location. Well, what do you mean by a shift in location? As the long-awaited time approaches, the scene in Revelation shifts from the earth. We've been dealing with the earth since chapter 6 of the book of Revelation. We've been dealing with the earth, right? He's had some visions, right? He's been caught up here and caught up there, the Apostle John, but it's really been dealing with judgment on the earth. All the way back to chapter 6, we've been dealing with the earth. We get to chapter 19, we're dealing in heaven. We're dealing in heaven. We're leaving the earth and we go into heaven. Now, as we think about that, just a brief review of the judgments. We've done this before, but we got to make sure we got all this straight. From chapter 6 on, we have seen and have studied through God's cataclysmic explosion of judgmental fury on the sinful world. Now, that fury began to be poured out when the Lord Jesus Christ, the rightful heir to the universe, received what? What did he receive? What did we talk about him receiving? He received the title deed to the earth. He received the scroll, didn't he? Right? All the way back in Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 14. Who's going to open the scroll? Oh, my soul, who's going to open it? Well, there's one. Yeah. And he came, and he took the scroll. And what did he do? He opened it, right? Because it's his. It's the title deed to the earth, the title deed to the universe. Revelation 5, 1 through 14. As he unrolled that scroll and broke its seven seals, terrifying judgments struck the earth. The seal judgments were followed by the equally and probably more so devastating trumpet judgments, and then those were followed by the even more devastating bowl judgments, right? Seal, trumpets, bowls, right? Got that all straight? Amen. We're all tracking together. Good, good, good. What was the target of God's wrath? Target of God's wrath was Antichrist's worldwide religious, political, and economic empire, symbolized by what? What was the crown jewel of all of it? The crown jewel of every bit of it was the city of, you say it. No, that's where Jesus is coming back. Babylon, right? Babylon. The city of Babylon. Amen? The city of Babylon. Still with me? The particular target of God's wrath was Antichrist, worldwide religious, political, and economic empire symbolized by its capital city of Babylon. Now, we've been studying, probably let's say 10 or less Bible studies, on chapters 17 and 18, which described in detail what? The destruction of religious Babylon and economic, commercial Babylon, right? The destruction which caused a dismay and mourning on the earth. I mean, I'm telling you, the lost people are going to be, what's going on? Hey, man, it's coming to an end, right? Man, we thought we were on the side of right. We bought into the Antichrist. We took the mark of the beast. And it doesn't pay out. It doesn't pay out. And everything that they thought was right is going to end up being wrong. And when that city is destroyed, it will bring joy to heaven. Joy to heaven. What do we talk about that's going on in that city? They're killing people that won't take the mark. They're killing people that won't bend the knee. They've killed a bunch of folks at this point in time. With the devastation of its capital city, Antichrist's empire was dealt that fatal blow. Now, what you got to kind of get in your head and in your mind and in your heart, and however you kind of adjust it in your theological mindset, remember, 17 and 18 are what? Together they form a what? A great, humongous, parenthetical statement. Okay? So we were going and chugging along in the bowl judgments, right? And then the bowl judgments kind of leave us hanging and at the end of 16. And then we get to 17 and 18, and it goes into detail about what's happening to Babylon within those bowl judgments. Does that make sense? Right? And so chapter 19 kind of picks it up. And so what I want you to think about, where are we at in the bowl judgments? Now, best I can tell, you know, not some kind of a great scholar, just a Bible preacher. Best I can tell, we're between the sixth and the seventh bowl. That's where we're at. We're between the sixth and the seventh bowl. Quickly approaching the pouring out of that final bowl. Okay? The final destruction of the world's forces will take place shortly. It was referred to at the end of 16, Battle of Armageddon, right? We're going to see that in more detail. We're going to see the final destruction of the world's forces. That's going to take place shortly at Armageddon. We read about it in 16. We're going to see it in more detail in 19, 11 through 21. Right? So are you seeing kind of how, remember kind of how Revelation goes? Kind of ebbs and flows. Ebbs and then flows, right? And you're going down the road a while and you think, man, I'm getting it, I got it. And then boom, parenthetical statement, right? I mean, parenthetical statement's not new. Parenthetical statement pops up several times in the book of Revelation, right? Two steps forward, one step back, right? Once you understand the key, understand the game, understand how he's writing this down in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, receiving these revelations, things begin to fall in place. Amen, amen? All right. That's the introduction. You want to pray and call it a day? We'll pray and call it a day, Frank. Let's pray and call it a day. Amen. Bob, you ready to pray? Amen. Let's pray. All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that we can get some introductory material out of the way on Revelation 19. Pray, Lord, as we come back on Wednesday night to hit it again, that, Lord, as we review what we've covered and as we cover the new stuff then, Lord, I pray it all makes sense. And, Lord, we grow in our knowledge of your word. We grow in the knowledge of the end times. And, Lord, not to just have the knowledge, but to be motivated to share the truth we know. And, Lord, may we share the truth. And may we love those people that need the gospel. And may we share the gospel with them in a loving way to help them. To help them see the truth, to experience the light, to experience Christ, to experience his salvation. So, God, thank you that you've revealed more of your truth to us. and you give us more of this to digest and to receive. And Lord, I pray that we would be good stewards, God, of your truth, of your word. If we'd not just hide it in our hearts, but we would speak it with our mouths, and we would live it with our lives. And Lord, we would be a billboard of your salvation as we just beam the light of the gospel out with everything within us. Lord, may we not hide that light, but may we let that light shine. Thank you, God, for loving us again. Thank you for saving us. And thank you for giving us this opportunity to be together. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. Amen. All right, you folks are dismissed. Amen, amen. All right. Frank, you know you don't have to wear that thing, right? The mask. Okay, all right. No, you can wear it.